Hello, and welcome to Rose Pricks, the Finding Prince Charming podcast. It's Ronnie and Stephanie as usual, but today we have special guests. Matt Marr and Jake Anthony have their own recap show of Finding Prince Charming over on YouTube. Just look up Talk to Matt Marr, M-A-R-R, to find their show. They are hilarious guys, good friends of mine, and we thought, we're both talking this shit, why don't we talk it together? So that's what we did today. We did this over Google Hangouts, so there's a video. So if you are a premium member over at rosepricks.com, this video is available, as well as the bonus episode that we did with them today, and all of our bonus episodes, as usual. Just go to rosepricks.com and sign up for premium if you want to see the video version of that. Otherwise, here's the full thing in the audio version. Isn't that fun? We just jump right in because we are talking and talking and talking for a very long time. So just jump on with us and enjoy the show. Meeting Roberto's family.
or Rosie Perez.
Familia.
That was totally Rosie Perez with a brain. It was so weird.
Oh my God.
Rosie Perez with a brain.
She was such a bitch.
What do you want to do with my brother?
It was like bitchy, non-entertaining Rosie Perez, you know?
Yeah.
Like
with a barcode tattoo on her arm, which was bizarre.
Girl, is everybody in this family selling themselves? A barcode? Are you serious? Like, can I take you up to Target and put that shit under the red light? You know that they have a Target to check the price. Like, you're basically like a new kind of paper towel that doesn't have its own price yet. Stupid.
But I did
That's more disposable.
Too, I mean, maybe this is jumping it, but I will. But this is kind of an overall theme. Meeting their family, like, he kind of has this like waspy family. And I told Jake, I said, I'm sorry. He should not be damaged enough to be selling himself for sex.
They look.
He did not have to do that. He just.
I agree.
Like, I'm sorry. I'm a therapist. I've counseled people that actually have sold them. And I'm sorry. They had shitty-ass home lives. He just wanted to be a whore.
He's just horny,
yes. And he wanted to make money.
Dreamed of slings and poppers. So, you know, as all little boys do.
I did think that. I was like, wait a second. Nobody wants a hoe with self-confidence. So I don't know.
Exactly.
That explains why his place was being evicted, or he was being evicted out of his apartment. Because no, I don't care if you got a 10-inch dick. I do not care. I don't want self-confidence in a hoe. I didn't give this dollar to someone who like went to college.
Thank you.
I want to pity you as I fuck you.
Agree.
Yes, that's where my power comes from.
As a mom, as a mom of three, I was like, what is she thinking right now?
Oh,
my son, the whore.
As a mom,
he's all grows up. My son's all grows up and choosing a mate. I mean, is she thinking the whole time, like, you know, he was a hoe, right? Like, are they gonna find out? Are they cool with this? What's happening?
Yeah, I wonder. That family was too self-confident for knowing the hoe. I feel like they didn't know.
Like, I wonder if which one of these guys will have the underwear that my son will sniff and jerk off to.
Exactly.
Which one of these guys is it going to be? And also drink his cum out of a condom.
Ew.
Oh, that was seriously. And that happened for anybody who's grossing out in your car. What are you grossing out about? Because that happened in real life on the internet.
Not to be judgmental, but it was vile. I'll be judgmental. It was vile.
It was vile. I mean, use a cup.
I know.
It's like eating the ketchup out of the packets. Yeah. Like, who does that? They're like having a fry and then they're like, pour the ketchup onto a fry. What the fuck is wrong with you?
Could have been at least in a highball glass.
Or a shoe.
I would make it kind of classy.
Jake told me about it. I had no idea.
One of my friends posted something about it on Facebook. And posted a link to it, and I my mouth dropped open, and I was like, and then I started laughing because obviously there was no vetting done at all. None.
It took me 2 seconds. All I had to do was Google Robert Sepulveda Jr. dick pic, and there it was. I mean, it's not like it wouldn't have been that hard for the producers to do a little digging.
No, not at all.
I actually was looking the other day to show another friend that I was talking to on the phone, not to jerk off at all. And the links are all different now. They're changed. Like, his XTube page is gone. The other, I mean, I guess his, like, threatening to sue the haters. Really true. By the way, I know he doesn't have that accent, but I like it. I feel like it would make the show better.
Wait, he still had an X2 page whenever he started the show?
Oh, yeah.
That's how I saw of it, because posted it, and I went to it, and it was like an X2 page, a Rent Boy page. And, you know, people leave reviews. And they're like, whoa, what a lovely man. So so sweet, very direct.
Very polite prostitute.
Yes.
Just genteel.
Comes from a good family.
Just Mrs. Patrick O'Malley.
Yeah, this is some Act 2 pretty woman right here, okay?
After the boots, after the laughing and the shutting of the ring, after all that. Yeah.
Yes, exactly. Mm-hmm. This is around the time Jason Alexander comes in and tries
who ruins the movie.
Yes. He really does. No one needs George Costanza trying to like date rape. No. That's not good for any movie, okay? Just future filmmakers of America. So we don't have to go through scene by scene, because I feel like if we do, we're going to be here like literally longer than the show has been running. Yeah.
Okay, but I want to say, I need to say that I found it really,
as a mom,
I found it really annoying that Dylan, right from the beginning, was like, oh my God, I have a gray hair. I have a gray hair.
I was like, Dylan,
this is 30 days in a house on a reality show. It's not 8 years in the White House. Shut the fuck up with your like, oh my God, I got a gray hair.
I did not like that at all.
Go ahead.
Attention hoe.
It was drama, and it was drama for like, oh, look how young I am. It's like screaming, I'm young.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. It was literally, that was the last fuck I had to give about him. Last straw. I was done.
I just wish that they could hear what we're saying at home, because he would heard me screaming, you're also losing your hair. So, so really make a bitch cry. I've been there.
Yeah. And then there was what we talked about before on our bonus, but for those who aren't listening to the bonus, Justin became like the Robbie. They did a brain swap thing. And suddenly he was like, yes, queen! Calling everybody misses, and
Misses. I wrote that down.
And when he was laying on the bed, I noticed how like lotioned up his legs were and silky smooth.
He's doing this thing. I hate when the gays do this. Okay, I'll probably do it. But he goes,
no, you don't do that.
Yeah. You know what?
Yeah, he did it 20 times. So I was like, is that your thing now? Because
it was a Robbie
needs to
thing.
Stop.
You don't do that. Jake does that. You do that.
I do that.
You do that.
Oh, sorry.
I do that.
Well, but that's like emotion I can understand.
Well, know? I think mine comes from kind of feigned emotion and dissatisfaction with life.
But he has a southern passive aggressive mother.
But it's also like, okay. Yeah, it's also like, you've just screwed. It's like, or you've just screwed me over, and I'm gonna act like nothing's wrong.
But here's the thing:
at all acting like nothing's wrong.
No,
I think that if Justin was doing that and he'd been doing it all along, it would be different. If that was his personality, but he wasn't. That he did not have that personality. Robbie had that person.
He had to be house queen.
Fucking stole Robbie's personality. One second after Robbie was out the door, he took on all these mannerisms that were not his mannerisms.
I agree.
I mean, maybe, but I also think being a little bit of devil's advocate, because I do like Justin. Like, I kind of want to hang out with him and have a drink. I think he'd be a lot of fun. And I think the reason Justin's acting different more than anything.
There's a lot of snaps.
I think the reason he's acting differently is because I think he knows remember the episode where he was like, what do I do? Eric's my friend, and I don't want to date. I think since then, Justin knew that he wasn't going to get this. And I think he's like kind of give it, especially this episode, he was just already from the get-go. He was like, I'm not going to get this. So instead of trying to act like I'm really into this guy.
And now it's just a gay menstrual show.
Myself, 'cause I, Because they also fit. Yes.
Full boa.
Yeah, it is.
Because they also like really pushed. They wanted. They literally, you could tell the producers this episode were saying, "Can you tell us that you're falling in love with Justin and are falling in love with Robert?" And when Justin did that, it felt so fake. And he was like, "I'm falling in feelings for him." And
I have
like,
feelings for him.
I don't believe you.
Look, yeah, people would believe if a girl was saying, "I'm falling in love with Robert." Or if a gay guy was saying, "I'm falling in love with Robert," but nobody gonna believe a lesbian is falling in love with Robert.
Yes.
No one's gonna believe that. You can't just be stealing Anne Burrell's hair and showing up on TV and expecting anybody to want to fuck you. Okay.
Yeah. Anne Burrell has one of the most questionable lesbian hairstyles.
Oh, she does.
She really does. She's like a lesbian Guy Fieri, and it's disturbing.
I feel like she would be tough to talk to at a party.
You like her though.
I do.
I love some Amberell. She taught me how to make gnocchi, motherfucker. Don't you mess with Dan.
But I feel like she'd be like a little guarded, you know, or she'd be like throwing him back on the golf course.
I think she's one of those. She's like, "I'm a lesbian and I tell you like it is." She'd be like, "Oh, so what are you, fake? You're just gonna smile the whole time?" Like, no, it's really how I am.
She would be that way.
By the way, I had to Google Anne Burrell, but it was so rewarding.
You know what? If you've never been introduced to her, it is rewarding. She
bitch can cook.
Bitch wears Crocs, and she is a lesbian. Well, she's not out, I don't think, but
yeah, she's out.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah, she's out.
Yeah, she's like married, I think.
Yeah,
good for her.
Yeah. She's out, and she's in maid socks. You know, she wears those like knee-high maid socks. Yeah. She's like, these are pink and, you know, neon pink and neon green striped. I'm like, what is this, a bus stop? Could you make an effort? You're on TV.
Yeah. I mean, and you can even see, like, when she cooks, she's got the really short fingernails. She's an out lesbian.
You know, they probably had to say, make a compromise with her when she's on television. They're like, Anne's like, "So I'm going to wear pants." "No, you're going to wear some dressier." She's like, "What about this sensible knee-length skirt?" Fine. That's your trademark.
You're doing it every day now, Anne. I'm done with that. Crocs are my thing, okay?
Exactly. Crocs are my thing.
I love someone who can work Crocs into a contract. Uh-huh. I'm a Crocs and socks wearer myself. Okay, that was awkward. Let's move on.
Okay, let's move on to the
opening of the show. Just kidding.
So here's what's going to happen. They're going to meet Roberto's family, and it consists of Rosie Perez and the mom looked like a drag queen, right?
Kind of like the this sounds awful, but it was the first thing I thought of, the gremlin with the blonde hair.
Oh, yes.
Yes. Yes.
You know, sorry, that was awful.
I was actually going to say Donald Trump's campaign.
Kellyanne Conway.
Yeah, that lady's hot.
Kind of the same thing.
She's the girl gremlin. With the blonde hair.
Is she a gremlin? I mean, she looks hot from afar. I've just figured she was hot because it's like a fox thing.
No, you know? she kind of has like a frog face.
She has a frog face.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Well, girl, I used to love the WB. I was so sad when it changed over. I miss that frog.
That frog.
Hello, my baby.
Hello, my baby.
And then his father. I don't know how to describe his father.
Yeah.
Right. Justin referred to him as Miss Dad.
No, his father was like white banker guy.
Yeah, it was weird.
Yeah, he's that guy who's like, all you need to do is save 10% of every paycheck, and before you know it, you'll have enough to buy a home. And it's never true, but your dad always, it's that dad, I'm telling you. That dad did not know that Robert has been a hoe.
No.
How much I can tell you.
My son, the prostitute?
Someone pays him for that thing? It was terrifying.
I thought you drink Coke out of a bottle.
He was always trying to drink his soda out of empty balloons. I thought there was something odd there. Would you like some pudding? Okay, Dad, put it in a Ziploc, would you? All right, weirdo.
But what you did understand, I mean, I did understand, you know, they talked about something on the show, how like, oh, when you meet somebody and then you meet their family, you see different parts of them. And I went, yes, they're all boring. So that makes sense.
But you also have to think, isn't it the worst thing being ambushed by family members? I mean,
can you imagine
like,
if somebody
like someone
was
bringing their parents and you're like, oh, I wasn't prepared. I have on a tank top and shorts.
Yeah.
Your father.
Yeah.
Well, that is how they look best.
They knew they were doing something. I mean, they were going to a restaurant. It's like they couldn't have been that surprised.
True.
It's like one of the first actual restaurants they've gone to on this show.
I know.
The backyard, like a different table in the backyard.
Which is down the street from me.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It's like four blocks. I'm on the brand.
Still, I think you're right. I don't think they knew it was family. I still say that, like, Justin still brought poppers, just in case.
I like when they try to guess, and they're all so boring and stupid. No offense, you guys. We love you. In case I see you at the Abbey again. But they're all so dumb. Lance's eyebrows are like, guys, we have a surprise today. And Eric goes,
acting.
Yes.
Yeah, he's really like, huh? And Eric is like, well, whenever he comes, it's always something just crazy. I mean, I'm thinking maybe he's going to tell us there's a surprise. Like, way to go, Eric.
That was the best Eric impression I've ever seen.
He's so, like, exhausted all the time. And then I felt bad because I would always say that. And he's like, I'm HIV positive. And I was like, that was not an HIV joke. He looks very like, he needs to put some yellow on his teeth, shave his head, get it like a tattoo on his neck, and just smell like weed all the time. Because I feel like if he was just straight out of prison, I would find him like 100 times more fuckable.
I kind of agree with that.
I agree with that.
Yeah.
I was thinking that it would be funny if Lance Bass came over and didn't have a surprise. Like, just was like, hey, can I get in the pool?
What are you guys doing?
Yeah. I just wanted to make a sandwich. Oh, Lance, is something happening? Are we going? No. Just thought I'd make a sandwich.
And Lance isn't really known for his talking at parties. I've seen him at a few parties now, and he's so nice, like very, very nice.
He's very nice.
And his husband Tarzan is so nice as well. But they literally just stand there and they're like, you know, no music's happening, but they're bopping their heads like.
Isn't life great?
Yeah, as like, is it Tarzan? Is it? But they're so nice, you can't break them. I've tried. Okay, so a real restaurant. Okay, so now this family. So we talked about the family a little bit. This sister,
Rosie Perez,
is a horrible human being.
Okay? Oh my God, the worst.
You need to keep this bitch away from anybody I know ever. Robert, probably, he's like 47 and he's never been in a relationship.
Because
you know this barcoded bitch comes in and wrecks everything every single time.
But. I love how she had a problem. Whatever anybody said, she was like, oh, you find him attractive. Huh. Well, you know, there's more to life than finding someone attractive, right? I guess you just don't see anything deeper about him, do you? You just find him attractive.
There's like literally nothing deeper about him, bitch. Like, name one thing. That would have been my answer. Name it. Then.
And she's like sitting there at the table, like holding court, like people are bringing her trays of food. Yeah. And she's just like,
she's like the leader in the Hunger Games.
She was
like, I am going to enjoy this.
What was her? Oh, Jennifer, her name was, right? It's Jennifer, right?
Yes. Rosie Perez.
I feel like that's a girl, that's like a bouncer outside a lesbian bar, except there are none here, so I don't know what that would look like. Sorry, Los Angeles lesbians.
There used to be one at Akbar named Ruth, but then she moved. The kind of tough redheaded one. I don't know if you ever went out.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I think she's still there, actually, sometimes.
Oh.
I love her.
She left for a while. Maybe she's back because it was the best job she could get.
Yeah, well, I mean, those poor doormen at the foo bar. Some of them are very polite and nice, and some of them I'm like, ooh, did you forget your change hat? Like, shouldn't you be shaking something while you're sitting out here doing nothing with your life?
But yeah, she was like, I mean, she was flat out bitchy to Justin.
She was awful. She's like, I think he's more of a friend, like right in front of
him.
Right
to his face.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that is true.
Yeah.
Like, I don't really see this being love. Like, she's just like, that's what she thinks. She's like, what? I'm just being honest. How the fuck would you know? You talked to him for 2 seconds. Yeah, I don't see it. I'm not seeing it.
It was the verbal of like slashing him across the throat.
Maybe
with a
she's
razor.
The reason Robert became a whore because she shamed him into prostituting himself.
Maybe she was his first pimp.
Maybe she was.
I would believe that, actually. I could imagine her opening a station wagon door and pushing him out in like Skid Row, like with a GPS tracker on him so she knows where he is.
He's 12.
Then what further ruined her for me was that she bonded with Dylan right away.
Oh,
come on. She was like, oh, girl, you're hilarious.
Like, I can just see you're a loving spirit.
Yeah. Oh, God. Loving spirit.
Because he like blew smoke up her ass.
Oh,
yeah. That's the way to get in with Rosie.
But he was so over the top about it. He was like laughing and then throwing himself backwards, like, oh God, you're so funny. I mean, and she was eating that up.
Look, I understand being the most horrible person in the room. I usually am. And when I go to a bar, I will always have the even worse person at my side. Always. Like, we find each other. You know, me and Darren.
Yeah.
And like, you find each, you're like moths to a disgusting light that you just want to fucking rag on. You always find each other, and that's what happened with these two.
That
like, Dylan finally found someone, you know. If she's wonky-eyed, that'll be all better, because she'll be like, I loved him, and he'll be like, I loved her.
That's on point.
I have not noticed his wonky eye. I have, though.
It's like, I have a wonky eye. It's like things you can make fun of because you have, but he does, it twitches.
Mm-hmm.
And then he pouts at the same time. He's like,
Ronnie, I love how you try to do like a self-doubt, but you do not have a wonky eye, but I like how you try to justify.
Well, I was wondering why it was. I thought it was because of my LASIK and it, like, fucked up my eyes forever. And then I realized it's because I sleep like this, like face down on my pillow.
Well,
I sleep on one of those hard pillows.
Eye.
And I'm like that. So I wake up and my eyes like puffed out until like,
I do know that. Like, I'm trying to sleep on my other side because I feel like I'm getting like a wrinkle on my cheek from sleeping on the same side every night. So I want to balance it out.
You do. I mean, not you personally, but like people do.
You have a lazy eye. So that's one thing.
I do have a lazy eye, yeah.
You do not.
He does.
Very active.
When I first met him, it bothered me because I would think, which eye am I looking at?
I mean, it's not bad.
Because sometimes it goes lazy.
Or if I've been drinking, it'll just kind of.
And I'll go lazy eye, lazy eye, lazy eye.
I just always thought you were very like uncomfortable one-on-one. Like you would get bored. Like you'll talk and then you're like also looking at what's going on over there. And I'm like, okay, well, at least he's kind of keeping eye contact. That's so nice. Hugs.
I do have ADD. It's also, I lately, like I've noticed, even when we were at the bar the other night at Michael's party, there's some reason, like maybe like the, I don't know, maybe like the pub NRA has gotten to me, but I feel like I have to be on lookout to make sure somebody's not going to fucking attack me. That's really for like the last year. I get a little bit of anxiety when I'm in.
Really? Like, attack you how? Like, I saw you on YouTube and you a bitch or?
Like, somebody's going to come in with a gun or something like that. I still think about that like in every public place, which is sad, but I do.
Aww.
Oh, God. What a way to go. I want my own death.
I'm going to go be a prostitute. Oh, wait, I'm not hot and I don't have a 10-inch dick. I'm going to end it. Now, I'm going to go pee Paul's boyfriend. That's not going to end
this
well.
This is not a very special episode of Sisters we're doing here.
Sisters was good. Oh, I love that show.
Let's bring it up a little bit.
Ward. Cela Ward's like, here's how I feel.
I used to watch that show. Let me say, none of my family, I was like 10 or 12, and I would go down to the basement to watch Sisters with Cela Ward and Swizzy Kurtz. And I can honestly say, and I was moved by their performances.
And Juliana Phillips.
Yes.
Who was married to Bruce Springsteen for a minute.
That was such a wonderful show. Why did I love that as a 12-year-old boy?
All the girls had boys' names, which was like the coolest thing about it. Do you remember that?
Georgie.
The word was Georgie, Teddy,
Frankie, and what was the other ones?
Mm.
What was the Cela Ward? What was the Swoozy Kurtz character?
Swoozy.
No, I think she was.
That's what she is in everything to me. I'm like, you're Swoozy.
Cela Ward
please.
Was Teddy. I think you're right.
Okay.
Less Swoozy Kurtz.
I'm breaking up this sister's talk.
Sorry. We'll get off hooks. So you keep it.
Sorry.
Although Sisters would have been really good if it was on Logo and not NBC.
Be a different kind of Sisters.
Yeah. So we talked about these dates, but we've probably drugged the sister enough. But I did like how she told Eric, she's like, so what do you think of him? And he's like, he's attractive. She's like, is there anything else? And he's like, well, yeah. I mean, when I first met him, I was like, he's so hot. She's like, okay. But did you think like he's, I'm so attracted to him that I'm just going to reroute and I'm going to go straight for him? And he's like, no. If, you know, like, I would have been respectful to the process. I'm like, okay, so you're saying he's cute, but you still would have tried to fuck somebody else the whole time because it's a game. Like, how dumb are you, dude?
I think, and I mean this, I don't mean this in a negative way. I just mean it as in an observing way. But I'm pretty sure that Eric is on the spectrum. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, he might be.
I totally think he is, actually, because he doesn't get, like, emotional cues that other
people get. A touch of
the
Aspies.
Just yeah.
Yes.
Don't know if they're called the Aspies.
I'm being completely respectful there.
Well, you guys, a part of it is because he's a hairdresser, and that's like an endless stream of other people's shit.
Yeah.
That you're just listening to all day, and I think he's just dazed. I think he's just like,
conversations that go nowhere.
Well, yes. I feel like Jennifer was trying to trap him. You know, I don't feel like there was a right answer for him, you know, because if he had said, yeah, I would have gone for Robert, because he's so cute, then I think she would have been like, oh, really? So you would have cheated? You're that kind of person? Like, you wouldn't have liked the person who you were there to like?
There was no way out of it because she was a terrible, terrible human being and like a Bond villain. Yeah.
I think the only thing that would have made her happy is if someone had a really good job, because that's really what she was fishing for.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, what are your hobbies? You know, things that cost money. It's like,
where she could go on vacation.
Because I don't want to work.
Exactly. Are you going to have a destination wedding? Are you buying me a plane ticket? Mm-hmm. When is it? And does my brother still have to hoe himself or actually get a job? Because this rainbow crosswalks thing is not real. Let's think.
There was a funny part, you guys, where Justin then talked to the dad, had the most boring conversation ever, and was trying to bond with him. So he's like, tell me about your family. He's like, well, this is weird, but I come from a family
of one boy, one girl.
Yeah. Like, this is going to sound really strange, but did you have a pet growing up? Yes, I did. Was it a dog? Yes, it was. And a cat.
Wedding bells.
Yeah.
Do you have a savings account, young man? So when the family's giving advice after all the dates, Robert's like, so what did you think of my loves? And the dad is like, well, that one was very lovely, but I don't think that you are a yin and a yang. I think that those are two yangs in a box fighting. Oh, it's the Dylan.
Two bulls in a stable.
Yeah, that's basically two tops.
Yes. Which, and that was the dad's way of saying it too. It's like not really a yin and a yang.
Mm-hmm. Like it's like there must be a hole somewhere for you to put that thing into.
Like the father was thinking, which one's the boy? He almost could have said that. Which one's the man?
But what about the part where the sister decided that Brandon, for no reason that I could ascertain, was fake? Remember, she was just like, he was fake.
Well, I really believe in the spirit and, you know, the universe that brings us to where we need to be. Also, she didn't trust him this is where I think she's on point. Don't trust somebody who shows up at a bar and he's like, I don't need to drink. She's like, oh, so you're just happy like this normally? Yeah. And he's like, I believe in spirit.
Yeah, that's where she was. Yeah, she fell back in love with him. And
after the producers talked to her.
Yeah, basically, yeah.
They were like, you have to like somebody, bitch.
Yeah. After they said, we're not going to give you your second drink ticket.
Yeah.
If you don't.
Genius.
We've taken the flask out of your purse.
You're not
like, okay, the one who likes God.
Free shrimp cocktail. That is it.
That is so flaky, though. He's like, I really believe that the universe comes around to what we're thinking about this stuff. And she's like,
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So then when Roberto's sitting with his sister, hearing about what she thinks, and the sister's like, yeah, Justin, like, I just see him as a friend. Like, that's just going to be your friend. Oh, no, he's sitting with Justin, too. right? They come over together. And she says it right in front of him. She's like, yeah, I just see you guys as being friends. Like, I mean, I look at you guys and I'm like, I don't see where the love is going to happen. And then Justin's like, well, excuse me. And then he's, well, Roberto says, then Roberto goes, oh, yeah. He goes, do you think that? And Roberto goes, well, I mean, I see you as a friend. It was so harsh.
It was. But, oh, you know, he, like, he's sitting there with Les. Oh, go ahead.
Well, I couldn't. I don't know if he said this in the OTF or straight to camera or in this conversation, but he goes, yeah, I mean, Justin and I had some dates, but our relationship might have peaked. Oh.
It peaked.
Yeah, it might have peaked.
It peaked at the bowling alley. Wait, what was their last date?
I don't know when.
Last date was...
They said the art gallery. Thing.
Art
oh, the
gallery.
Art gallery.
The art gallery.
I think it was... that's
when I saw his artistic inside, it peaked it for me.
Yeah, because I really think Justin was like, fuck it. Why am I going to try to be this like quiet, more bro-y type of guy? Fuck it. I'm just going to be my big old merry self.
And also, yeah. Robert probably did not want to talk back to his pimp. So it's kind of like, you just don't, or you get slapped.
Like, exactly. If my sister is not happy, ain't nobody is happy.
You know,
I wish they would do, because I saw a breakdown, like through the acting breakdown, that they're casting season two, but they're actually going to cast, at least from the breakdown, they're casting a new Prince
they
Charming.
Already have a porn so star that's going to go right into that slot.
So they're not going to take anybody from this show for season two. And I actually would like to see, I could see Justin. I don't know. I would like that. It'd be nice to see somebody who's a little more.
No, it needs like to be. It needs to be someone who I think it has to be some kind of semi-gay celebrity, so people will kind of know them. Otherwise, no one's going to care.
Honestly, like it's like The Bachelor. It should just be a semi-hot person with a job. Like I know that sounds so simple, and it sounds too simple for TV. But really, that's what people want. It's like someone hot and they own a company. Like,
but if it's all guys, something needs to make the one guy stand out from the other guys. And I agree that celebrity, because that only works if it's like The Bachelor, because you automatically know, okay, here's this group of women and here's the guy.
Yeah.
So it can be just a cute guy with a job. But if it's a bunch of guys, what's to set one guy apart? They're all cute.
My idea
was to work out.
My idea was to have them, the Bachelor, be there and then have all the other guys in chastity belts. No one would be able to unlock, like, have sex.
Oh, that's good. That's
and
good.
That way, and like, literally, Robert's the only one who had the key.
I love it.
And so, literally, it'd be like people walking around in chainmail, like a lot of clinking. Like, even in the like the hot tub, they would not be able to take it off.
So, and when he kicks them off, he opens their chastity belt like at the end of the driveway.
Exactly.
Like, okay, you are free to fuck, but not me.
But then he finds out, like, with one of them, when it gets down to the moment, he realizes somebody's been picking your lock. What's been going on? Like, it's all messed up. Like, somebody tried to pry it open.
looks like this one's been had theft.
Yeah, Chad. Everybody looks at Chad. They're like,
they have to have those like electrical outlet coverings over their butt. Who has been using your electricity? Tell me the truth. So the parents and this barcoded sister, I did not notice that barcode. Girl, I'm so mad at her for having a barcode. That is so low. But they get to choose the dates.
Yeah.
And only two dudes get dates. So Dylan gets one. Now,
I just have to say that RJ says, so my parents and sister all met the guys and they might be in my life for a very long time or 2 hours. Like a very long time. No, they're not.
These guys don't even know you a hoe yet.
Yeah.
And they don't know that your charity world is over, as they would say on Real Housewives of Dallas. Your charity is some motherfucking made up thing. Get out of here with your rainbows and a crosswalk.
No, the rainbow crosswalks happened for a weekend.
Yes,
and then
they were
painted back. They happened for a weekend.
Oh my God.
Like, just bring us paint that is kind of like asphalt. Just bring us a gray paint. Get rid of this rainbow.
So Dylan is like, I haven't been on one date with Robert. I hope this is my chance to get on my date with Robert. So he gets one, which is kind of a bad sign. Like, you had to be chosen by the bitch of a sister to get your own date. But he get one. He gets one. And who else gets one?
He gets one at, it's Dylan and then Brandon.
Okay, Dylan and Brandon. So what did you think of these dates? The first one was Cirque du Soleil with Dylan and...
Cirque du Soleil.
Can I tell you guys something funny?
Yeah.
So I had a show, a talk show, and I shot a segment there. They're the biggest whores.
Oh, you did?
Yes, I shot a segment there. And I, that same woman was the woman who did my segment.
It looked like he was in a fucking alley.
Yeah, like, they were like down an alley. Yes,
it's in a weird part of town. I can't remember exactly. It's like in like East Hollywood and way east. And it is down like an alley. It's just kind of like a warehouse. And that woman who leads it is a bitch. Like, she had no sense of humor. Because my thing was doing jokes. So I had like a writer with me and I was trying to make jokes about it and she was having none of it. Like, she took it really seriously. Yeah.
Gosh.
She did say something about, if you spin so fast, you'll never stop, or something like that. She said some statement about like, and you just keep going up to the sky.
Yeah. Who wants to fucking spin up to the sky, you idiot? Like, you're trying to get us killed. We're on a fucking date.
And so they're like doing all the silk stuff and they're doing all this acrobatic stuff, which is kind of cute. Then they start doing the silk stuff. And that's when Robert has this kind of, they're like, rave music starts playing.
Yeah.
Did you listen to like the really bad sample music? All of a sudden it happened.
Yes. And then that's gay bar music.
It was.
And then Bronski beat, like, you know.
Bronski beat, like, sampled for like 99 cents.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
Tell me why.
Yeah. So all of a sudden they do that. And then there's like this Charlie and the Chocolate Factory weird boat moment where they swing around, and all of a sudden Robert Sepulveda just says, Dylan, I feel like if the world ended, you could save me from it.
Oh my God.
It was like,
what show is this? Are we lost all of a sudden?
Not romantic. He's like, well, I feel like if the world ended, I would probably make out with Dylan. Like, geez, how rude.
I feel like he would save me.
I've been there though, like playing devil's advocate. I remember.
You've been in silks?
No, I remember when Britney Spears' album In the Zone came out. And I ended up taking out with like four guys at the Rage because I was like dancing till the world ends. And I was like, this is it. This is my moment. And like, it was just, I was in the moment. You know, I remember once that literally, sometimes music carries you. Maybe they were playing that music because remember when you were talking.
They don't play any music. They were not playing any music.
But you can get caught up because Jake, it was when, what Madonna album was
it? When the Confessions of a Dance Floor came out.
And Jake was talking to this really hot
guy on the balcony in Mickey's. And like, we were having a moment, we were like talking about like real things. And I was like, this is like one of these like moments where like, a New York moment where like, blah, blah, blah. And all of a sudden I heard, time goes by. I'm like, oh my God, I love this song. I'm gonna dance. And I always say, if I had not been shit faced, I think I would have been married to that guy by now. If it wouldn't have been for Madonna's Hung Up, I was like, I'm gonna dance. It literally
For Hung Up.
So yeah, I'll give Robert a little bit of a hung pass
up
on that one.
I hung up on you.
Yeah, because. That remember that song, just to detour a little bit, that song came out of such a drought for Madonna and such a good drought for Madonna dance music that when we got it, I've been starving for years because all we had was like Kylie Minogue.
You know, it's funny that you bring up Madonna because, you know, when I said I'm wonky-eyed because I sleep on my face, I saw Madonna in an interview once and they said, why do you look so young? So, I mean, it was a while ago. They're like, why do you look so young? And she said, because I don't sleep on my face. It gives you wrinkles. And I was totally thinking of that when I told you that story. And I was like, no, Ronnie, that's not on point. And then you brought up Madonna. And then I was like, oh my God, I'm that guy on the balcony. And it's all making sense right now.
Well, I
it's
try to,
serendipity.
I try to sleep on my back, but then you sometimes snore. I don't want to do that. That's bad for you.
Just sleep on your side.
Also, Madonna's face looks like it's been run over like 20 times by a Mack truck. Obviously, it didn't work right. So I'm sleeping on my fucking face, Madonna.
Yeah.
Okay. So, we've all learned a lesson. Bye. Thank you guys for listening.
Okay. So they're at the place. And I think the reason why he thinks that Dylan is somebody who could save him is just because Dylan gets really confident when he's doing anything physical like that. Like he had the same thing when he was dancing. He was like, oh, I got this. Oh, I'll do the salsa or them or whatever. Uh-huh. And then he did the same thing at this place. Oh, it's acrobatics. I got this. But he comes off as so aggressive, like, so like, come here.
Yeah.
I've said this. Dylan is like that really hungry bottom that almost takes your dick off. Like when you're fucking, he's just like, I got it. He's like, I'm going to milk this thing. And you were like literally just hurting. I mean, I've heard. I wouldn't know from personal experience.
My neighbors just called 911.
Yeah. But, you know what I mean? He's like, I'm going to fucking rape this dick. And you're like, whoa. Like, breathe and enjoy the sensuality.
Girl, you know, he probably rips that dick off, then gets it out with his own teeth and throws it across the room and then fetches it for himself again. It's like too much. Yeah,
he probably fetches it with his asshole even.
Yeah.
Yes. But, you know, look, I'm old, and so sometimes I'm like, but they're so young. Like, he's so young that I forgive him. And also, I saw him on Instagram saying something like, well, if you live, you learn. And I've really started to grow and learn from my mistakes. I'm like, wow, people must be being really mean to him to give like kind of a blanket apology for everything ever on your Instagram. I was like, oh, I would hug you, but your hat's too stupid. So I'm not, but I would. Air hugs.
I think there's still, Jake doesn't think so, but I think when he's 35, he might be a somewhat decent person. Maybe.
Nope. Gross.
No.
I think he's okay. I think it's just, you know, I just want to pat him on the head and be like, there's the bar. Bring me back a martini from there, you know.
It's an instinct thing. It's an instinct thing. If you like to just fuck with people, that's sociopathic tendencies.
I agree with you, Jake.
It's sociopathic tendencies. And I know it from people who I've worked with. And it's gross. And my mother.
As a therapist, I think you should be more onto this. Dylan is very practiced with what he does. And you know, he always has to have a talk with you about why you're being like, you know, he's so aggressive in the way that he has to like have these confrontations that if he's not getting attention or whatever, then you know, he has to like, I'm going to pull you aside. He's constantly fucking pulling people aside and I don't like it.
I agree.
When he's like, are you mad right now? I'm just here to check on you. Are you feeling okay?
I think if he gets like full on broken in life and like hits a low, then it could change for him. But he does. I will say he needs something like that. That's just really good. It's going to like decimate him. And then he's like, okay, I can, cause I've known people like that who kind of come back a different person, but I can see your point.
But it's not going to be happening anytime soon because now he's a gay celebrity, which means he's going to get any penis he wants for a while. And it's only going to make it worse. Okay.
He's got celebrity cancer. It's going to get worse and worse. It's like Jay Rodriguez. You know how when Jay Rodriguez was famous for a while and now he's on the arm of Robert Sepulveda?
I saw him.
On the arm of Robert Sepulveda?
It wasn't on the arm. They were just friends.
No, they've been.
Stop spreading rumors.
It's like, congratulations on being the most boring one in the entire gay eye for the gay person show.
What I like about Jay Rodriguez is that he taught me a lesson because I'll never forget. He did Queer Eye for the Straight Guy. And then I moved to LA and all this stuff. And I'd been to LA for like 4 years. So this was like, you know, several years after the show and everybody totally forgotten about it. And I remember seeing him. He was a manager at LASC, Santa Monica Boulevard. It's such a reminder to me that like every job ends and to keep fucking working for it.
But it had to be Reno.
Don't settle.
When I was at the bookstore, I used to work at a different like books before it closed, the gay bookstore in WeHo. Mm-hmm. And I was the book buyer and kind of day manager. And he would come in and ask, he's like, do you want me to sign anything? And we
gross. Like, you were the only person who didn't even have to have a talent on that show.
I know.
Like, one guy cooked, one guy, you know, groomed, which I mean is questionable.
I know.
Taught them how to shave incorrectly. That fucking idiot guy.
He was kind of like after that show was like took his money from it and like invested in stuff. He's like smart. He like went and did his own thing and is not famous at all anymore.
But Jay would come up and like occasionally buy like a magazine that he was in, and like 3 or 4 issues of it. Well, I just pictured like putting it in his hope chest or like doing Or like scrapbooking it.
He's like stalking himself. You go in there and there's like and then, yarn leading from one to the other.
And like he would like, just,
why am I writing clip art letters to myself?
And like at the end of the purchase would be like some magazines, like Out Magazine, and just some lube, some sensible lube at the end.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's how you do.
That's the gay bookstore. There's lube and poppers at the counter. You buy some James Baldwin and some poppers.
So funny.
As he would have approved.
Oh, I love the Baldwin brothers. Great authors. So every one of them. So the next date is
Brandon.
I forgot because
Brandon on a boat.
Well, Robert forgot about Brandon.
This was so funny. Brandon's like, well, the note said get on board, and so I think it's gonna be a boat. And then Eric goes, what? So you're gonna like visualize a boat into existence? It's like, oh, bless you, Eric. It says in the clue. It's in the clue. He's like, wow, you can really manifest stuff.
Oh my God. And it was like Overboard too.
So they're on the boat and they're
but
like,
but you're rooting for it, you know? You're like rooting against Goldie Hawn. You're like, drown.
And they're like rolling. After a while, they're like rolling around and they're on the front of the boat.
Yeah.
It's weird.
They did this
and there's
thing
a lot
where...
of talking about their feelings for each other, which is my pet peeve. There's a lot of, I mean, my walls are down. My heart is open. Is your heart open? My heart's open. My
I'm
heart's
vulnerable.
Open too.
I'm here for the right reasons.
Yeah.
I actually think when people talk about, because look, you know, I am like Mr. Therapist. I love talking about like your emotions, but that's not talking about your emotions.
No.
It's just like bullshitting because you're actually too fucking scared to talk about.
I'm really
shit.
Open to you right
We're
now.
Boring.
I'm really open to
Instead
you right
of me
now.
Saying I'm open blah, to you blah, right blah. Now, I'm just going to talk and have well, a if, legitimate conversation.
Yeah. The only thing these two have, well, either one of them has told us, and they say it over and over. Roberto's like, I love my family. Oh, my family. Oh, oh. My mother, my father, like same thing over and over, broken record. Uh-huh. And then the other one is like, I used to love heroin. I was homeless. And then my parents were mean. And then, you know, it all went downhill. But, you know, spirit, God, universe, over and oh, they're on the loop. Yeah. And when they get together, it's like they're trying to convince each other with uh-huh. their stupid made up non-stories, you know, and then they start making out. But it's like this.
This is like. And it's really kind of weird on camera, like making out. That's like love scene ish when you're trying to make it on a movie.
I mean, it was very safe. Yeah. They're like laying on the boat, and then
they're feeding each other strawberries, which is my least favorite thing in the world.
Although it is good in Jello.
It's
bringing up Jello molds again.
Yes, good Jello. And then Robert says, which I thought was cute, was funny because I would say this. I think that was when he like said, when he was feeling Brandon's arm and he was like, oh my God,
your arms feel so good.
At least like he said something that was in the moment instead of this rehearsed like shit. And also I love Brandon's arm. So I'm going to precursor. I want Brandon inside me as we talk
I
about
I think
all
that's
of
not a precursor.
So, like,
I think that's been established.
I mean, I was finger-banging myself during that's this part
cursor.
Of the show. If Sam was there, I would have had him spit on my fingers and stick them up my butt.
Oh, so, God. Why?
TMI.
This is what I have to do all the time.
Oh, wow.
I just picture myself in some other place.
So I'm I like, think we can oh, all
what
agree
so what was the
that
thing
this was the most boring boat trip of anybody's life.
But
I was
Matt,
like the Titanic. I need that boulder or whatever from Titanic that they run into. What do they hit on the Titanic?
The boulder. Iceberg. The iceberg. God.
Iceberg.
Jesus be an iceberg.
The iceberg lettuce. They just hit a little iceberg lettuce. They're like, we're dying.
But it was kind of cute when he said, can you see yourself as my boyfriend? And then Brandon goes, yeah, that's all I can see.
I thought that was like, cute too.
I got a few feels. Right there. I don't know. I was like, all right, well, he should win then.
I was like, aim higher.
I think Brandon, who have y'all said that? Because I said Brandon with you. I think you said Paul.
I said Paul.
I said
we
Brandon.
I was shocked
when he got kicked off.
But he was, remember, he was kicked off because he didn't enjoy working out.
Well, true.
That literally is why he was
That's
kicked
true.
Off.
Yeah.
Yeah, he kicked. I mean, we called it right at the beginning. We're like, bi fat people, bi bald people, bi black people. But I think that keeping
nerdy guy,
no fat, no Asians,
pasty nerdy guy.
Yeah, anybody different? We're like, bi. I really think the only reason he's kept Dylan is because of the producers. They're like, dude, you've gotten rid of the fat people.
Yeah.
You gotten rid of the minority. You gotta keep something. You got, like, rid of Sam.
You got rid of the crazy drunk that hates himself.
I don't know. I think he kept dealing those two. I think Brandon still is gonna go for, but I could see him like in an upset doing Dylan, because obviously, look, we know what we know about Robert's past, and that he actually talked many times how he was attracted to Chad. Robert loves crazy. Like, I think he's trying to be really calm and collected, but he's a fucking hot mess. And I could totally see him like, I'm just going to chance with this young, and he's going to be like fun and wild, and I can put him in a leather sling. I'm telling you,
listen.
There's a dark path.
I think it's sweet that you think it's going to be his choice. That the producers aren't going to say really influence. I think if you got Robert Sepulveda in a room and said, this is going to be better for you to do this and this and this, better for you as a couple to do this.
But I don't know if the producers on Logo would do that, because it looks like they haven't done anything else guiding anything true. On this show.
They're like, hey, how dare you? We changed the thing behind the whole screen. Okay? We changed it from red to blue. How could you say we're not doing anything for this show? The outside butthole light.
The outside butthole light.
Like, we put wax paper over the doors so you couldn't see through them while they're sliding. How could you say we did nothing? We've made the backyard look like 10 different restaurants. How could you say we did nothing?
Was that moment at the end when they are finished with the boat trip and they come back and Brandon's like, I feel like I've eaten strawberries all day. And I have to say, if I'd eaten strawberries all day, my blood sugar would have dropped and I would need a meal.
This is why Jake isn't on reality TV.
I know, because I would look around. They were like, "Oh, here's some strawberries." I'm like, "No brunch, no eggs."
Yeah, no, I'd be asleep.
Can I get a granola bar?
I'd just be in bed
to make my blood sugar not go down.
I'd be like, "Tell me when the Thai ceremony is."
I'm going to be napping.
I will be masturbating and reading Reddit. Thank you.
So they come back from the boat trip, and you know, Brandon's all happy, and now it kind of drops Dylan's spirit a little bit, because came home,
Dylan goes on his full crazy again.
Yeah, he was like, "I know, I've got this in the bag. I've got this in the bag. I mean, we were touching each other. He stretched me out, so to speak."
Yeah. He was trying really hard. He's like, and then they had me over, and then he had to like rub my butt, and we were sweating all over each other. And the guys are like, that's like literally gross. Why is he telling us this?
That was a good editing moment when the flash faces the guys like.
Yeah, I told Jake they look like in we used to watch Hee Haw, and someone would say a joke, and then they cut go, and they go,
they would turn around and go, and we went on a hee-haw rant for about 5 minutes, which we are wont to do.
Yeah, that's our show. Sorry.
Hee-haw, y'all.
Talk about hee-haw and Minnie Pearl. And,
oh, I love Minnie Pearl.
And the crazy one with curlers.
You know what?
Sorry.
Not the time.
Oh, don't get me started, because you know I'll lead into a mama's family. And we'll be here all day long.
You can't talk about it. You can't talk about it.
If you ever need someone to talk about mama's family, it's me.
And he's hungry, and now they're getting ready for the black tie, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes. So basically, we're at the end now. Dylan has just kind of had a mini freak out where he's like, just twitching. And then we go to the tie ceremony, which I still laugh every time they have to take off ties. It's like so difficult.
It's a very awkward thing to do.
It is.
It's like, welcome to the Jenga ceremony. We will all build a giant Jenga and take one piece out. It's like, could you just give them a rose, give them a cock? I don't care what it is, a cock ring. I don't care.
It's strange, because the idea they have to give something back is bizarre.
Yes. So, no surprise here who ends up getting kicked off.
No.
Amberelle did not whip out her gnocchi for this episode. Eventually came to bite her in her bony little ass. Bye.
I was kind of sad, because it was kind of the person who I may be able to talk to at a party last to go, because the others I would have nothing
now
to say.
It's the three most boring people on the show now on the show.
But I think, okay, can I just say that I think that this show missed missed an opportunity to be like The Bachelor and have any kind of surprises. I think he should have kicked off two people. And the next week it should have been, he should have said, kicked off Justin and then been like, you, the rest of you three step forward. By the way, you two are staying and you're going to.
Yeah.
Yes.
To Eric. I feel like this is going to sound terrible, but now I feel like Eric is just there because he's HIV positive.
I think that's valid. And I think the producer, cause I kind of know Brian Graydon a little bit, that sounded so.
Oh my God. Ronnie and I both just did blowjob motions.
We had blowjob jinx.
That was blow synchronized blowjob. Yeah.
He's trying to promote his own like social agenda kind of.
Right.
So they're trying to say something about it, but like they're doing
it's like teeth bleach. It's very important to me. To other people.
They're doing it in the most awkward way possible.
But yeah, you're right. You're right. Yeah,
just like keeping it real. The second that Eric told him that, and then they have like a nice moment because they think he felt like, oh, that's really brave. But I think it changed things for Robert as far as I just think he put himself right in the friend zone for whatever. It was too heavy for a reality show. You know what I'm saying? I'm not saying if in real life, if he met a guy and the guy was HIV positive, he would have cared. But just for being on a show, I think it just shifted it. And he became like just the guy who's a great guy, a friend. He's really brave. I really love this guy. But the other two are the ones he's thinking about having sex with. Right. So I just think that it just seemed almost awkward that he's like, Eric, you're still around.
You're still around because I can't kick you off because everyone would think I was doing that because you have HIV.
Exactly.
Yeah, I mean, my guess for the past few weeks has been that Brandon is going to win because Roberto is broke and he's sick of paying his Uber bill. He just wants a designated driver at this point.
I think Robert is very attracted to Brandon, and he's
who isn't? I mean,
I know he's gorgeous, but like, I think the comparable situation on The Bachelor would have been if a woman had come in and said. I have something to tell everyone. I only have one leg. This is a prosthetic. And she took off a prosthetic leg. And
well, they actually have done that on The Bachelor.
And she didn't stay around?
There was a girl. Well, she didn't have a prosthetic. It wasn't like a huge surprise, but there was a girl with
one arm.
Yeah, she was missing part of her arm or something. And we always were like, that's so unfair because it puts them in a bad position to be like, well, I like girls with two arms. Like, who says that? You know, you can't say that. And then, like, they're pretending to be nice to her, but then he did end up hurting her feelings and going for someone hotter in the end anyway. And she's like, but I thought we had something. It's like,
but not a full arm.
Right.
I mean, what are you going to do?
I would want a full leg, like, removal at, like, a trunk thing. Like, if that had happened, then that girl would have stayed.
Yes.
Because
now you see what I put up with on my show.
Well, it's been lovely putting up with both of you.
Oh,
thank you guys so much for doing this show.
Yeah.
You guys are awesome.
So fun.
Say the four of us are so much more entertaining than this fucking terrible show.
Well, you just need a jumping off point. And this show has been a very fun one all season long. So I cannot wait. So that means there's two more episodes, right? There's the finale and then the reunion.
Finale and the reunion.
Girl, I can't wait to watch some bitches scream.
Insert car crash sound.
If y'all ever want to, maybe because Jake lives in Hancock Park, if you ever want to come crash one of our tape, come on and we'll have you on the show.
Okay.
Yeah, let's do it. When do you guys tape?
Thursday night late. We after the show. So
do you watch the show together?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, we could.
Okay. Yeah, I would have to do that because I get the show on the Google Play Store. Okay.
So we could go over together, Ronnie, and just watch the. Maybe we should do it for the reunion.
Let's do that for the reunion. I love that. That's a great idea.
Let's do that.
Because my husband's out of town this Thursday, so it would be like.
We talked about wearing sportscaster jackets for that.
Oh my God, that'd be funny.
I'll watch you guys.
Yeah.
You're coming, Ronnie.
I can pretty much guarantee I will be wearing a cotton shirt, much like this one. Probably still
probably
this
that one.
One. I'll probably still be in this one.
Well, thank you for having us.
Thank
very,
you, guys.
Very fun.
This is great.
You guys, thank you so much. We will see you next time. You guys can find these two weirdos. This is Jake Anthony and Matt Maher. You guys can find them at Talk to Matt Maher on YouTube. Yeah. So just look that up. It's our Finding Prince Charming show. And hopefully you'll find us there next week. They're also on our bonus today. We did a lot more Prince Charming talk. So go listen to that. Okay. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.